20's Best Variety, Mix 97. That was Jarvis Church. 7:48 with the crew. I'm Sean Kelly, Ashley Harvey, Jack Miller, Miriam Cerkel on maternity leave. This is the Friday edition of Shoot the Breeze. Today is National Spouse Day. Ashley's been connecting with Facebook followers here to Mix 97. Some interesting responses to your question.
Yeah, I asked over on Facebook, what does your spouse do that drives you crazy? Not necessarily in a good way. And there's been some funny ones, Sean.
All right, what do you got?
I have Roberta says, during a conversation, my husband will start to smile. And at that moment, I know he didn't hear a single thing that I've just said.
Her husband isn't alone.
No.
Shaylin says, he has the ability to turn everything I say into a perfect time for an innuendo comeback. Margaret, he will tell me something that's on the floor instead of just picking it up himself. Drives me crazy. And then Kat responded to that. That's why I said, well, pick it up then. And if he doesn't, it just stays right there on the floor. TJ, I know someday it just drives my wife crazy that I just wake up.
Oh, I don't think that's going to end well.
I love it.
Kathy, all she said was breathe.
National Spouse Day. Go to our Facebook page. Send us a response to the question we're asking. Well done. What do you got, Jack, this morning?
Well, I got a couple of things, but I think I'm going to go with Peter Gabriel, who is president of the Quincy Skyhawks.
Yeah,
and they have built, football program. They have built a program that has expanded almost every single year over the last number of years. Last year, they added the under-14 team, and they won a provincial title in their first season. Yeah. They also have an under-16 and under-18 team. They're getting great crowds when they play out at either Loyalist College or at Centennial. And it's been growing and growing. They also run the minor football program, so this is the way it's gone. This year, they are adding an under-12 tackle team. And so this is, again, an opportunity for the next level of football for many of these young players. They get to learn the skills. They get to learn the safety aspects of it. And the thing about Quincy Skyhawks is to make sure they provide the best equipment available and all the other resources that go along with it. If you're interested, an under-12 tackle team, you can start with registration and tryouts beginning on February the 18th. And for more information, register at skyhawksfootball.ca.
Peter Gabriel and his wife Brenda and others that are involved with the Skyhawks football program have done so much for this area. I mean, we've seen this take off over the last several years. Major success.
Well, the thing of it, too, is it's been strengthening not just at the minor league level. The Belleville Minor Football Program, as I mentioned, now under the Skyhawks. These youngsters are getting great preparation for when they go on in high school football and who knows beyond. We didn't have that stepping stone in the past.
Life skills they're learning as well. Saw this morning. Pickup lines that actually might work for you. You ready?
Let me get a pen.
You're married, Jack. That's not a nice thing to say on National Spouses Day.
Well, no, I mean, I want to add a little spice with CJ.
I was going to say, she can use a CJ.
Do you have a map? I keep getting lost in your eyes.
Oh, God.
I got to do it with a sexy voice. Here we go. Is your name Google? Because you have everything I've been searching for.
Schmaltzy.
Here's one. Is your name Wi-Fi? Because I'm feeling a connection. Would that work on you, Ashley?
No, not at all.
Are you a magician? Because whenever I look at you, everyone else disappears. The stupidest one, for years, made the list. Hey, are you from Tennessee? Because you're the only Ted I see.
No.
Oh.
Hey, Sean, are you a transformer?
No.
Because you'd be Optimus fine.
Here's the number one pickup line.
See? Hi.
Number one pickup line.
Okay.
Aside from being really sexy,
mm-hmm.
What do you do for a living?
Oh, God.
That's number one?
That's number one. Who does these lists?
Yeah, that's the worst of a bad line.
That's how you deliver it. I mean, you're not in the game, Miller, giving pickup lines. But, I mean, if I'm at a place and I meet this beautiful woman.
Ladies, call right now 962-9700. Let us know if Sean came up to you and said, hello. aside from being sexy, what do you do for a living? Would you look at him and just start laughing?
That would be kind of creepy.
Like, well, you just said that's well, how you.
Yeah, but this is like after having a conversation for a few minutes, right?
I'm gonna wake CJ up at about 3 tomorrow morning and say, "Hey, are you from Tennessee?
I like the Wi-Fi one. Is your name Wi-Fi? I'll ask it with a question.
Don't say it like that, though. Is your name Wi-Fi?
No. If you do it like that, you sound like you're nervous. And you don't have any confidence. I would say, hey, is your name Wi-Fi? Lady would look at me and go, huh? Because I'm feeling a connection. She would smile
and run away.
That's
why would
exactly
she run away,
right.
Jack? Why would they run away?
Because it's an awful line.
I can see the line, the face now, just the what the heck?
I'd love to hear from ladies. Do pickup lines actually work? 962-9700. Have you ever been impressed by a pickup line?
No.
Let us know. You haven't? Well, you've been out of the game for so long. You're married for 30 years.
We've been together almost 20 years.
Yeah, well, did Nick use a...
No, we were friends first before we were...
Oh, friends before together. Lovers.
But she got very quiet.
Yeah. You know, Ashley, we're starting to learn more about her. When she gets nervous or like when she starts doing that to her pants.
My clicky?
Exactly.
This hour of the Mix.